So the final point that I'd like to talk about then is this issue of continuous versus intermittent dosing. Because as I showed earlier, abemaciclib is the one drug that we are able to dose continuously, and a lot is made of that, whereas palbociclib and ribociclib are dosed on a 21-day on, 7-day off schedule. What's better? The answer is we don't know. Ultimately, the drugs show similar degrees of effectiveness in the first-line setting, so we don't have any evidence there that continuous dosing is better or worse than intermittent dosing. There are some theoretical advantages for continuous dosing, but there are also some theoretical and practical advantages for intermittent dosing. So when we think about continuous dosing, I think one of the advantages there is that if these drugs are holding a cell and stopping it from proliferating, the hope would be that continuing the drug nonstop would continue to hold that cell from proliferating and prevent it from every fourth week proliferating again. Again, a theoretical concept. Also, we know that these drugs can ultimately induce a phenotype that looks a little bit like cellular senescence. And one might think that this is more likely to be sustained with continuous drug administration. On the flip side, intermittent dosing may give patients intermittent relief from some of the toxicities that they're experiencing, and theoretically may lead to less emergence of drug resistance because there is regular relief of the selection pressure that the drug may be applying that could potentially induce resistance. Finally, there has been some recent information about CDK4/6 inhibitors having effects outside of inducing tumor cell cycle arrest. In particular, people have shown interest in their ability to enhance anti-tumor immune responses. Even in this regard, I think there are theoretical advantages of continuous and intermittent dosing. The advantage of continuous dosing here is that it might increase tumor cell immunogenicity and sustain that effect. Conversely, the problem with continuous dosing might be that we get excessive inhibition of T lymphocyte proliferation and therefore dampening of anti-tumor immunity.